Has anyone had a birthday here this week? This month, perhaps? No? How about next month? Anyone got a birthday next month? No? Oh. October? Oh, oh. And how old are you? Or is that indelicate to ask? Oh, right. Well, we at Christchurch, one of our members, in fact, is over 100. She's not here today, Betty Winter. I'm sure a number of you know. But our church is even older still. How old is our church? I did say earlier, if you remember. Yes? That's right, good, good. 136 years since it opened for worship in November 1875. I think we should all sing Happy Birthday to celebrate the birthday of Christchurch. We're now going to be looking at some pictures on the screen which tell the story of Christchurch and some of the people who have been involved with its life and history. And after the service, you might like to look at some of the pictures on the screen there to the side of the church and some more pictures and pictures of the people as well as the buildings at the back of the church while you're having your refreshments. We now have our first picture. This is the first church. It was called Zion Chapel, built in 1780. That's where we are now. Now, how many years ago was that? Anyone good at maths? Can calculate? No? 231, yes, that's right. In those days, it was lit by candles, and the people sang songs in praise to God sitting down rather than standing up as we do. And in fact, they had a band rather like one we had today, although also with stringed instruments. They didn't have the organ in those days. After a few years, in 1791, some of the members decided that they wanted to split away and form another church. So they built another church alongside in the car park. That was built in 1791. That was called Chaseside Chapel. That was 220 years ago. Now, in those days, people didn't have cars, and many of them walked to church. And how do you think that those who lived too far away to walk to church, or perhaps couldn't walk easily, how do you think they got to church? Yes? Yes, that's right. Very good. That's a slightly later one, but some came in a horse-drawn carriage. Of course, they might just come in a horse, but some of them did come in horse-drawn carriages. And in fact, one of the early ministers, he came to the service in his carriage. But one day, his servant wasn't able to catch his horse. It ran away. So, and he had difficulty walking, and he lived a long way away. So, how do you think he got to church? Now, there's a clue in the next picture. Yes? That's right, yes, he came to church in a wheelbarrow. I hope they took the contents out first. But he was wheeled to church in a wheelbarrow. There you can see it, closer up. That's the view of Enfield Town. Don't you recognise it in 1793? Now, what do you think this building was? What it was originally used for? Anyone? Any ideas? Pardon? School, that's right, it was originally a school. It was actually built in 1838 and it was supported by members from the two chapels, and they helped the children to learn to read and write. Eventually, the school moved to Trinity Street and it's now Chase Side School. I don't know if any of you go to Chase Side School, do you? Oh, you do? Oh, good, yes. Well, that was the school before the present one. That's where the children were taught in the 19th century. Now, when the two churches had services going on at the same time, unfortunately, in one of the churches they might be singing, and in the other one they might be praying. So that sort of interrupted one another. So they didn't think that was a very good idea. So they thought it would be much better if they united and just had one church. So they pulled down the one that you see there on the right, Zion Chapel, and they built Christ Church on its site, the church we're in today. Now that's a view by the architect of the church, the man who designed the church. Now, the next view is a view of the interior of the church. Now, can any of you tell me how it's different in that picture to how it is today? There are three things that you could mention that it's different to how the church is today. One, you look up to the top, is perhaps the obvious one. That's right, I think someone said the roof. We've now got a new lower roof. And if we look very carefully, there isn't the pulpit there. You see the pulpit there where the minister used to preach from? In fact, that's not in the design as well. The other thing, if you look at those ladies at the back there, I don't think you'd find ladies like that wearing clothes today. Now, that's the clothes they wore in the 1870s. So those are the three things which are different. Now, when the church was built, it was largely surrounded by fields. And the man who built the church, he asked all the children in the congregation to go into those fields and to see if they could gather some flowers and some leaves. And when they brought those flowers and leaves to him, he used those in the designs for the capitals. That's if you look at all the tops of the columns, can you see? All round, there are designs of flowers and leaves and berries, but those are the berries that the children brought him when the church was built. In the next picture, we see Jesus and his friends having a meal. It's in stone. Where is this in the church? That's right, yes, 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 there it is. So right below the picture, that's the carving. It's known as the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples. And the next picture that we'll see is a coloured glass window. And it shows Faith on the left with a lady with a cross. And then Love in the middle, looking after children. And then Hope on the right, looking up to heaven. Now, can anyone tell me where in the church that is? That's right, yes. So do have a look at it afterwards. I think that's one of our finest stained glass windows. And you see it much better if you look at it rather than on a picture. Now, when the church was completed, the minister, Reverend Storer Toms, if you want to know what he looks like, there's a picture of him at the back of the church. Now, he climbed to the top of the spire. I think we'll see that in the next picture. You see there, that's the top of the spire. He climbed, it had ladders, I think, but he climbed right to the way to the top to put the weather vane on the fire. Don't think I'd like to do that. I don't think anyone here would probably like to do it. But he was a young man then, and he was very keen, and he took it up there, and he came down safely. And then you can see the former chapel, the Chase Side Chapel, that was kept for many years. In fact, it wasn't pulled down until 1963, and that became the hall for the church. So you have this church, and then you have the former chapel, which became a hall on the site where the car park is. That picture, as I said, there dates from about 1900. The only traffic you can see there is a horse and cart. It's much busier these days, I think you'll find. Now, in our next view, we see a house, which is known as a manse house, built for the minister and his family, because he had a wife and he had five daughters, so he had a big family, so he needed a big house, and that's where he lived. That was built in 1887, and that was behind the church. Now there's an old people's care home on the site, but that was where the minister originally lived in the latter part of the 19th century. Now, the members of Christ Church, they wanted to take the good news about Jesus to people in other parts of Enfield, and they built a mission hall in Lancaster Road in 1885. And I'm sure all our friends from Lancaster Road will recognise that one. It's now Lancaster Road United Reformed Church. And one of the early leaders was a doctor, Dr. Ridge, and he helped to care for people who were ill. And he was, in fact, the first medical officer of health in Enfield. Now, we've seen lots of pictures of the church itself, but a church is not just a building, it's people. They're the important ones in the church. We see here, this shows a picture of some of the members of Christ Church in the early 20th century. At least one member of the congregation here will recognise her parents. Thank you, Sylvia. So that's, you can see there, they dressed and had somewhat different hairstyles to how people do today. And our next picture is an early 21st century picture, and it shows members of the Friendship Club helping to run a stall, raise money in our bazaar. Our next one, of course, is this coming Saturday. In the middle, we have our minister, the Reverend David Atkinson. You may well recognise some of the other people in that picture, several of whom are here today. And we're now going to look at some more pictures of some of the people and events at Christ Church in more recent times. You may see yourselves in some of these photographs, or at very least, you may well recognise some of the people there. There's the Boys' Brigade drill. So, as they couldn't have a holiday of their own, we invited them to come to Christ Church for a holiday at home. The most important event in the church's calendar is Easter, that's right, Easter. And there we have our minister, and Marian is playing the role of Mary Magdalene, and this is at the tomb. You remember Mary and disciples, they came to the tomb and found the stone had been rolled away and that Jesus' body was no longer there because he had risen from the dead. So this is the most important event in the Christian calendar. Now, this was at our harvest. some of our younger members, some of the rainbows there. And this is their stand that they did. They did a presentation actually on our communion table as we decorate the church for our harvest festival, and all the various different groups in the church had stands, and this is one produced by the rainbows. Another harvest scene with some of the guides. We have concerts. This was an occasion when North London Brass came to us, who are here, of course, today, and they presented a concert in the church. Boys Brigade enrolment held in October. Some of you may recognise this bride and groom. Sarah Harry is with us here today. We have weddings at the church. And we conclude with the Christmas Nativity, which we'll be celebrating next month when we remember the birth of Jesus. This was one of our recent reenactments of the birth of Jesus. You may well recognise several of the people in that photograph. So we see there some of the various activities that we have had in Christchurch, mainly in this past year, but also in several other past years as well.